Welcome to the Matchday Podcast, your audio guide to Manchester United's next league game. Today we'll look ahead to the Reds' next fixture, which comes against Everton on Sunday afternoon. I'm Stuart Gardner from MUTV, and I'm delighted to be joined in the studio by Adam Marshall and Gemma Thompson from ManUnited.com. And it's good to be back after, 10 days or so since the Bayern defeat.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we always say, don't we, after a disappointing result, you just want to move on to the next game as quickly as possible. And we've had to wait, but I think this is a good game to have. Everyone's looking forward to it. I think, you know, with our away form as well, need to feel confident. And also, you know, it's going to be a big day for the manager going back to his old club, and I'm sure that'll hopefully inspire our players as well.
A big day for the manager, his coaching staff, including Phil Neville, Marouane Fellaini. I mean, there's so many links between United and Everton. What sort of reception are these guys going to get at Goodison Park?
You get a feeling it won't be a positive one. Maybe it might be initially, but judging from how they were towards the manager here early in the season, I think they've sort of gone up now with Martinez and have got this thing where they're above us in the league, and I think they might try and exploit that and, you know, have a go at us. And it's only inevitable, we've been above them for so many years. I think our chance is to peg them back a bit, show that they won't be above us next season, and really set out a marker, play loaded against Newcastle hopefully. And I think this is probably our biggest game we've got left for the rest of the season, so it's important we send out a message, and I think it's a really important game for us.
I'm slightly confused by the reception that the manager got at Old Trafford from Everton fans. When you consider, I think there's pretty much everybody in football would say he did a very good job over 10 years. I think he was 3 times LMA Manager of the Year, took them into Europe, finished in the top four, and yet he got quite a hostile reaction at Old Trafford. If he gets that at Goodison, would you be surprised? Would you be disappointed?
Yeah, I think I would be disappointed. I think he did do a great job there. I think football fans can, you know, forget very quickly, and you know, we certainly don't forget at United, and are always very kind of grateful for, you know, loyal servants that come back. And yeah, I think it is disappointing, but I don't think he'll care, you know, two hoots about that. I think he'll just be focused on the match. He'll probably just treat it as another game, to be honest. I think that's the way he'll want to look at it. Yeah, there probably will be that, you know, extra determination for, you know, for everyone involved from Everton's side, I would think. But I think, you know, everyone here is desperate to finish this season on as positive a note as possible, and I think Adam's right, this is our biggest game, and it would be the perfect one going into those then last four games, you know, to give us a good boost with a positive result. So yeah, I don't think I think he should get a good reception. You know, I hope he would, but I don't think he'll be too bothered. He'll just be focused on winning the match.
What would be a positive end to the season? Because I think with the best will in the world, you'd still think fourth is beyond us, really. But we could, I mean, you could probably still finish above Everton. Bear in mind, we've got a game in hand and we've got to play them. But would it be positive to finish fifth? Would getting into the Europa League be positive? Some people think it's a bit of a millstone around the neck. I mean, what's your view of it?
Well, I'm very much in the camp that it's positive. I think to not be in Europe's a real negative for the club. I think having been in the Champions League all these years, to not even be in Europa League would be a major disappointment. We've just seen the gap since our last game against Newcastle. Seems like ages ago. And we're going to have that a lot if we're not in Europe, because you do have long periods where you're not in, especially if we were to get knocked out of the FA Cup or something like that. You do have long periods of time where you don't play. And I think that's something we've taken for granted over the years. I think all the fans saying, well, we don't want to be in the Europa League, and dismissing it, they don't perhaps appreciate that when it comes around and you go 2 weeks without a match, it's really frustrating, when all we want to do really is watch United play, and it's what we all look forward to. So I want to get in Europe. I see no reason why we can't overtake Spurs. They've got quite an easy, relatively easy run in, I think, but they're not playing particularly well themselves. I'm not sure if we can catch Everton, even if we do beat them, if I'm honest. I know they've got City. City are imploding a little bit in their title bid, which might be over by the time they play. So I don't know, it'd be difficult to catch Everton. I think Arsenal will get fourth. I think Everton will be fifth. I think, you know, we've got to try and hopefully sort of pip Tottenham to that last spot.
But is there a new sort of pressure for Everton? Because I think Roberto Martinez suggested there was a bit of pressure of trying to finish in the top four when they played a game where people expect them to win against Palace, and they blew it. Is there a different sort of pressure for Everton now that they've got a great chance of making the top four?
Yeah, I think there probably is, in the sense of, you know, when a new manager like they've had comes in, you know, you hope it'll just be a good season. I don't think they probably expected it'd be as good as it is so far. So when it does get to the point where you're nearing the end of the season and they could finish in the top four, that's when you maybe overthink things, players start to think about it, fans get sort of excited, and yeah, you know, they're only human at the end of the day, and it sometimes the pressure does get to you. But I think, you know, Roberto Martinez seems like quite a relaxed guy. I think he'll be, you know, trying to keep them calm ahead of Sunday, and maybe the Crystal Palace game was a bit of a reminder to them. You know, they were going along very well, getting some great results, that you just never know in this league. Other teams can pull a performance out of the bag, like Crystal Palace have done a lot recently. So it's probably a good reminder for them that, you know, there's still hard work for them to do to get into the top four, and they're up against, you know, a very good side in Arsenal to get that last spot. But hopefully we can stop them on Sunday.
What are your thoughts on the possibility of the lineup? The last league away game at Newcastle, you know, Mata was terrific, Chicharito was terrific, Yanazai came on, Kagawa did well. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see the options that he uses in these last five games. I mean,
yeah, I mean, I think you'd say you wouldn't want to make too many changes to the Newcastle game. It's second half, pretty flawless the way they played. That said, we always make changes to the team, it seems, every game. So, and obviously Wayne might be fit again. The word seems to be that he might be okay. You'd expect him to come in against Everton, even though he gets jeered there throughout the game.
Yeah.
Ashley Young went off injured, didn't he, at Newcastle, and Adnan came on and did well. Although Ashley's obviously back fit again as well. So Fellaini was out of the European game. Not sure if he's back. Johnny's on his way back. Raphael as well. Not sure how he is. So a lot of options open to the manager as always. I just want to see us play with a fluidity of the system we showed at Newcastle. That was the impressive thing. Shinji played well, I thought. Obviously, Juan Mata in his favourite role made a massive difference. Surely he has to play there again.
Yeah.
I mean, he scored two goals and set one up. So you'd like to think that he will play in that number 10 role, maybe Wayne up front, and then it's a scramble really for the other places around them.
Are you picking the team? Sounds like you're picking.
Guessing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, you think there's going to be a lot of changes. There's bound to be a lot of changes in the summer at the end of the season. So do you think there are some players in these last five games who are almost playing for their places, possibly their futures?
Well, I think it's just more, I think everyone just wants to finish the season on as positive a note as possible. I think that's just the main aim for everybody. You want to take that momentum into the next season. And I think, yeah, there'll be players who really want to make an impression on the manager in these last few games. So, you know, that they're in his mind at the start of next season. So I think, you know, people say, oh, we've got nothing to play for this season. I think there's plenty to play for, you know. And I think everyone has been disappointed, you know, with how the season's gone, none more so than the manager and the players. And, you know, their mission will be to just end it on a high, really, for the fans. And hopefully we'll see some good performances to take into to next season.
So how do you think it's going to go on Sunday then?
Well, I think, to be honest with you, even before Everton were beaten in midweek, I fancied United to get a positive result there. I've seen Everton a couple of times recently. Sunderland and Fulham didn't play too well. They got the result both times, but didn't play particularly well. I missed a game against Arsenal, admittedly, when I think they did play well.
They did.
So maybe I've got a bit of a skewed view, but I've always thought United, for me, this is a bigger game than a lot of people are making out, because I think we have to go there, send out a message for next season, show positive signs, show we can get back on track and on the right course. I think if we were to lose to Everton, you know, it wouldn't set us up for a particularly good end to the season. This is an important game for us, so I think we need to win.
Is it going to be an 11th away win?
Yeah, I do feel confident. You know, our away form has been exceptional. And I think, you know, we have had this break since the Bayern Munich game. The players will want to get that out of the system. And I think everyone will be very, very motivated for it on Sunday. And as Adam said, important to get the victory.
All right, well, let's hear from a couple of the United players who very much hope to be playing at Goodison Park on Sunday. Phil Jones and Wayne Rooney. Is everyone over the disappointment of Bayern now? I suppose it's been a long 10 days since we played that game.
Yeah, I think that's the hard thing, because obviously when you go out for competition, you really want to try and play as quick as possible. But to have that break where we haven't played, it's been tough. You know, we wanted to just get back out and play, but we've got some good training sessions in and prepared well for the game on Sunday.
No, I don't think you can ever be over disappointment in going out in the Champions League. It's, you know, such a, you know, a great competition to be in, and you know, we thought we was in with a great shout of, you know, qualifying for the semi-finals, and you know, it wasn't to be.
I just wonder if it's frustrating, because all the talk is about who's going to win the title, is it going to be this team or that team, and we're so used to being right in the thick of it, and we're not this time. Is it just a frustrating?
Yeah. It is. It's really frustrating, but you know, we have to deal with it. We have to, you know, take it. It's not nice, but that's football. Sometimes you win, sometimes you don't, and we have to, you know, get over that quick. And that's why we want to try and do well in these last five games and try and pick up maximum points in all the games, because it's the big games, although there's not a trophy on the line, the big games for us, so we want to end the season well.
Yeah, it's very frustrating, you know. United aren't used to not being involved in title races. Since I've been growing up, I've never experienced that, so it's, you know, it's been difficult this season, but you know, we've got a few games left that we can, you know, hopefully win and finish the season off strong.
Do you think it's important we qualify for Europe? I know a lot of people, I mean, obviously we all want to be in the Champions League, but do you think it's important that this club plays in Europe in some capacity?
Yeah, I think so. I think, obviously, you want to be playing in the Champions League, but I think it's important to finish as high up the table as you can, and if that means playing in the Europa League, then so be it. It's a difficult tournament to be a part of by the sounds of it, from, you know, speaking to other players from other teams. They say it's a really difficult tournament, so we'll have to, if we qualify for it, we'll have to make sure we're ready for that.
I think so, yeah, definitely. You know, we obviously primarily want to be in the Champions League, but, you know, that's probably not going to be the case this year. But, you know, Europa League still a European competition, and one that we should, you know, strive to be in. Well, not strive to be in, because, you know, we don't particularly want to be in there, but because if you can be in the Champions League, then it'd be so much better. But, you know, European competition is still a tough competition to be in. There's still, you know, a very good number of teams in that competition that can cause problems, and I'm sure if we're in it, we'll certainly want to be winning that.
Well, that's all for now. Thanks to Adam and to Gemma from ManUnited.com. Don't forget that you can keep up to date with the champions on ManUnited.com, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and Instagram. And we'll see you again next week.